Gates on Zelensky address to Congress, at least we found a flag that Democrats are willing to stand for. By Jeff Poor on December 22, 2022. Thursday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, mocked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's appearance before a joint session of Congress earlier in the week. He also responded to critics who decried that he and Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, did not stand for Zelensky's remarks throughout the speech. I feel no compunction to go out and applaud some foreign leader from a historically corrupt country who is begging for more than the $100 billion that the Congress has already set to send them, he said. Now, when President Trump said that America would never be a socialist country, you saw Democrats sit on their hands. But when we say you shouldn't send endless amounts of money to this place where we're exacerbating death and conflict, it's like we're traitors to the movement because Lauren Boebert and I didn't stand up in some sort of North Korea-style performance. And it makes you wonder, what was all this for? I think that Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi wanted to bring Zelensky there to the Congress to provide air cover for an otherwise totally indefensible spending bill. And you can see why Zelensky was in for the grift, Gaetz continued. He's got a lot riding on it $12.9 billion in this bill to prop up the Ukrainian economy. The Florida GOP lawmaker concluded his appearance by noting Democrat reverence for Ukraine. Well, Tucker, at least we found a flag that Democrats are willing to stand for on the floor of the United States Congress, Gaetz added. That was a revealing moment. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.